It's an exciting day today for Coffs Harbour because we've got a new business that is opening in the town, and you may have noticed the construction at Coffs South on the brand new service centre and service station with the Hungry Jack's, Foodery, Caltex. Well, the man behind all of that joins us in the studio this morning, Julian Acker. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy. Thanks for having me.
Now, mate, look, we spoke... would have been late last year when I noticed the signs going up saying service station, this is who's doing it, and to find out some more details. But look, it's been a long process to get this happening, but it's great to see new business coming to town.
Yeah, thanks, Moffy. It's been a good process. We've built the service centre in about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we've been working with council and RMS and... fairly difficult process getting all the roadworks done, but we're glad to say it's finished and the project will be opening at 10 a.m. this morning.
And it's exciting too because, I mean, we talk quite often about jobs and things like that, and just this project alone has created jobs when it comes to construction and getting the thing built before you even get to the point of, like I said, 10 o'clock this morning, opening the doors and the staff there.
Yeah, we're quite proud of what the development has brought to Coffs Harbour, and we really do have a heart for regional, and Coffs Harbour is an amazing regional city in New South Wales, and it has brought a lot of jobs. We've had, through the construction process, we've had 500 separate contractor inductions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've really tried to go to the majority of those being locals, so local Sparkies and plumbers and road contractors and civil engineering, and a lot of things have come out of Coffs Harbour, which is a great boost to the economy.
Tell us what there is. So there's obviously, we've got the Caltex servo, but on top of that there's also a range of food vendors as well.
Yeah, we do. We've got a great mix. We've got Caltex, who have done their new foodery concept, which is fresh, ready-to-go food, barista coffee, and they've included a Boost juice bar in their offering. We've also got Oliver's, who are the healthy option, organic foods, and a lot of great offerings, including great coffee as well. And then we've got a full-blown Hungry Jack's with drive-through and a really great dining. So there's really something for everyone. The fuel offering is top class. I mean, the fuel systems are the latest standards, and, you know, very safe fuels, and everything is easy. So all the products at every dispenser, and then whatever you want for food is all there as well. So it's a great offering.
And again, there you've got more jobs. So, I mean, with Hungry Jack's and with all the different brands and stuff like that, and this is another way to be able to boost employment in the region and jobs for young people as well.
Yeah, that's right. This site generates 110 new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That will be there as of today, and they weren't there yesterday. So that's something we're genuinely very proud of. And those jobs are a mixture of full-time managers, part-time, a few casuals. And as you said, a lot of the staff will be the younger kids and the 15, 16-year-olds who are getting their first jobs. And it's a great environment. And we've tried to make the facility as safe as possible from, you know, even for kids' safety when they're taking out rubbish at night. We've made sure that it's all enclosed, and the site has really good surveillance and lighting, and we've tried to make it a great environment for the staff as well.
It must be good for you when you look back at these kind of projects and once they're done and go, you know what, I had a hand in being able to create this, like creating jobs and creating, you know, a boost to economies and things like that, and more businesses for the areas.
Yeah, it is really, really good, and we are quite proud of that. And it does start off as an idea and a sketch on a page, and then we were quite overwhelmed with the support from locals and council, and it is really good to see it come to fruition.
Well, I know, talking to Andrew Fraser as well, our local member here, who's is about to actually retire on Saturday, and he was he was really talking this up, because obviously when we've got things like, we have Oztag here and we have so many events out at the stadium, and so it's another place that's just in arm's length to that, to help those people, whether it's, you know, just food for lunches and things like that, if they need to get a quick bite as well. So well done, mate, on that.
I appreciate that. Andrew has been a great support and a great thing for Coffs. It's going to be sad to see him hang up the gloves. So yeah. He's done a good job.
Yep. Well, mate, look, all the best with it. So 10 o'clock this morning, we look forward to the opening of the brand new service centre there at South Coffs on the highway.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Good on you, Julian.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's 28 past 7. This is the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. So there you go. New business opening from 10 this morning.